Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I feel like giving up. It seems like my best just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, one more day, one more step. See, I'm preparing you for myself. And when you can't hear my voice, please trust my plan. I'm the Lord, I see, and yes, I understand. But sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. I'm just like a stranger so far from home. I feel like I've done all that I can do. Please, Lord, give me strength. Just trying to make it through. That's when he told me, oh,
one more day,
one more step, yeah,
one more step.
Oh, my child,
preparing,
I'm preparing you
for myself.
And when you can't hear my voice, please just trust my plan. I am the Lord. I am the Lord, and I change it not. I won't forget, nor have I forgot. You see, everything works according to my plan. I am God, trust me, I got the whole world in my hands.
When I got delivered from drugs and alcohol, my grandmother, she told me, she said, there's a song I want you to learn. And when you come back to my church, I want you to sing it.
If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I
highest mountain. Looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley. Looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody, nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and my hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. Nobody greater, body greater, Jesus. Nobody greater than you. Search all over.
Search all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater. Nobody great,
nobody greater than you.
Come on, let's go dance for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hands and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Party greater.
Nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
No matter where you look or where you
go. Nobody greater.
Welcome to Black Satin Radio, the inspirational word empowerment broadcast. I am no other than King Judah with my co-host, the Elder D. Terry, and we see Mother in the house, and we have one of our special guests definitely in the house already, no other than Shanae. I hope I'm pronouncing it right, January Fleming. We are almost ready to be started with this broadcast. We thank you for joining us. We're going to have some encouragement words by the Elder D. Terry before we start our program right after I Never Would Have Made It by Martha Scott.
Presenting to you thine King, King Judah.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is your brother Devin Cherry, aka D. Cherry. How y'all doing this evening? I am so glad, and so blessed to be here with you all this evening. I can't even explain in the words how I feel about this right now. I'm so happy to spend this time with you guys. And as the song says, I never would have made it. I have to look back and I laugh. I laugh because I never could have made it without God, without his help, without him being there on my side. Joshua 1:9 says, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be frightened. And do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, my God has been with me everywhere I go, no matter what situation I place myself in. And I tell you that to encourage you. I know somebody out there is going through some things right now, but again, do not be dismayed, for your God is with you. All right, that is no other than the Elder. He is in the building, Elder D. Cherry. We are just so happy to have Mother in the building with us. We're going to bring her on, let her open us up with prayer, and then we're going to get to our special guest. How you doing, Mother?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Well, we're doing great. How you doing?
Excellent. Excellent. Thank God. It's a new day. Well, almost the end of the day, but it was a good day.
It's the end of the month.
Exactly. Thank God. A new month, end of the first year of the month, but we are here. The song said we never could have made it without God, without Christ, and the angels. which is His glory, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And thank God for the new platform and our new king on the block, our King Terry on the block tonight.
Thank you.
Yes. So everything is good. Behold, all things have passed. Old things are gone. New things are beginning, right?
That's right.
Absolutely afresh. All right, right now, God, we thank you, Lord, for this new day, the end of this new day and the end of this, the beginning of the first year of the first month. We thank you, God, in your refreshment. God, as we pass through tonight, all that passed through tonight, we ask, Lord, that you bring a refreshment tonight, even our ministers, our pastors, our elders tonight coming through, our guests coming through tonight, our kings and queens. Lord, not only that we pass through the test, pass through the trial, God, but that we also win and finish the course that you have placed us in, Lord, in every platform needed, God, that you accentuate all our senses, God, that you would motivate and move us and direct us, God, as we, God, move in this field, in this ministry, God, locally, individually, and globally. We thank you, God, for the power of your glory, God, and your angels, God, angels, new angels, mount up, our God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God, as we pass through, God, and praise you. We praise you, God, for all your magnificence at this time in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and so it is. All right?
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. That's the way to open it up.
Absolutely. And keep it moving.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I've got to introduce our special guest at this time. She has been writing poetry since the age of 9 years old. It is and has always been more than a hobby. She has written and failed over 5 journals. Good God, I'm still working on the half of one. She was awarded first and second place at the 2012 Poetry Conference and Competition in October the 12th for Awaken and Escaping the Dark. The poems were featured in the December 2012 issue of the Gospel News magazine. Reflection of My Soul is a poetic foundation coupled with original photographs, sharing emotional experiences, spiritual growth. It will touch on topics of hurt, depression, and unconditional love and family, as well as faith and inspiration. Please welcome to the show no other than Shanae, and she's going to correct me if I say it wrong, January Fleming. How you doing, my sister?
I am well, and you got it right. Thank you for the
You are so welcome. Oh, my God. And sometimes I can mess up a name, but I thank God that I really got your name correct on tonight. How are you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored. And how are you?
Oh, man, I am so great. I'm just feeling so good right now. And I'm just reading all these great things that you have done. You was awarded first and second place in the poetry conference and competition.
Can I briefly tell you that was nothing but God, though? Because I really, it was all a manifestation of 24 hours. My husband decided to put me in this competition literally last minute, the day before. And I was flabbergasted. I was like, what? Say what? You want me to do what? But God, he was like, you got a gift, girl, the world needs to hear it. And I was like, well, it's usually just my therapy. I just write whenever I'm feeling down, whenever I'm feeling good, whenever I'm feeling inspired. And he was like, no, you don't need to keep these to yourself. You know, and he actually was the one that picked those. Basically, you just submitted the poems, and the judges read them anonymously, and they just picked out the titles that they loved the best.
Oh, wow. You know, it's amazing because you really don't find young people starting to write poetry at a young age of 9 years old. So what was your inspiration to start writing at that age?
I was in a class, and my teacher introduced me to Maya Angelou's Still I Rise, and it just blew me away. It blew me away. I wasn't good at 9. I'm going to be the first to admit I wasn't good. It was Cat in the Hat stuff, you know. But my teacher kept telling me, I was showing to her, like, look, Miss Jackson, I wrote a poem. And she was like, bring them on in, baby, as you write them. And day by day, as they came to me, she was always saying, yeah, keep writing, keep writing. That's cute. That's good. And before I knew it, I was on the school programs and, you know, in the church programs. And this thing, you know, everybody wanted me to write their poems before the program. So.
Oh, wow.
So it just manifests from there.
Well, we're going to get out your way, and if you can just bless us with some of your talent at this time, we would definitely appreciate it.
Okay. I have one that I have, basically what I'm thinking of doing, I have once spoke to me that was in my book. As you know, of my soul is broken into three parts. It's faith, it starts off with hurt, love, and faith restored. But this one kind of reached out of the page at me today, and I was going to read something else, but some things happened to me this morning, and I received some bad news, and I felt like this one was kind of what I needed to put out there first, and it's called Broken.
Okay.
Sometimes you underestimate the layers that I carry. You assume that it is easy to lift my head up and be merry. You did not realize the burdens I face and the tears often swallowed. You do not know how many pains are buried that left my whole heart hollowed. I can simply cheer you up with my winning personality. Meanwhile, I am falling apart inside, questioning my own sanity. I can easily put on a front like my world is sunny and complete. No one really knows how often I feel stepped over like a crack in the concrete. I face the world bravely, smiling, trying to grin and bear it, not realizing that the moment that I could snap and lose it at any given moment. I lay it at the altar and pray God for release, just to pick it up again and carry it back to my lonely seat. Haunted by the negative voices and conniving laughs, I am constantly distracted, looking through the rearview mirror of my past. Some way, somehow, I want to break out and be free. Lord, help and mend me and my broken piece. That's broken.
Wow. You'd be surprised at how many people are broken right now. How many
sir.
Are out there broken.
Yes, sir.
And to hear you put it into words, it really speaks to me. It really speaks to me. I, too, was broken. I'm telling you, I was broken, too. And to know that other people feel the same way, it gives you hope. It makes you encouraged, you know. This life breaks us down. It breaks us down repeatedly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's really true.
Man, I'm telling you, your words are definitely uplifting right now. I really appreciate that one.
Thank you.
Mm.
Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you right now, you stand up something right now, I'm broken. But you know what? One thing, you know, like, you know, just like the Bible says, you know, sometimes you really have to come to a breaking point to find yourself and see who you really is and watch the powder put you back together again. And
yeah.
That right there would just you know, speak volumes on different levels and different facets of life that so many people are broken in so many areas. But, you know, the good thing about it, they don't have to stay in that same place. I really appreciate that.
And many people, I often say, especially with depression, they keep their mouths closed. They don't realize the power of the tongue. And right now, we're in a season where we don't need to keep our mouths closed.
That's right.
I've been seeing confirmation for this last week, my brother, if I can only shed a little light of the things God has been showing me as far as opening your mouth. You have to release that curse off of you.
Right.
You have to release that brokenness off you, because it will take you to a place of despair. Oh, my God. And I've been there. I'm a living witness, day-to-day questioning if I wanted to live or die. What is my purpose? Wow. Why am I worthy of being here?
Wow.
And people in the church don't really, you know, you sit by some smile and they put on this facade of everything is okay, and you don't know how broken they really are.
That's true. You are so right. And just like my brother said, sometimes we have to get to that breaking point, you know, and I really want to touch on what you just said, but we have to get to that breaking point where we come to the end of ourselves, and we have to realize that it's not us, and it's not by our will, but by our Father's will. And I'm telling you, I feel you so bad. I feel you so much when you say you come to that breaking point where you question the purpose of your own existence. But I'm telling you, we all have spiritual gifts, each and every one of us. And I encourage each and every one of you to find out what your spiritual gift is. And once you find out, I'm telling you, you're going to walk with a new step. You're going to feel something new within yourself when you realize what it is that you're here for, you know? What's a hammer if it doesn't get used? What's a hammer if it gets used for something other than being a hammer? We got to find out what our purpose is. And each and every time we come to that point where we come to the end of ourselves, that's when we find God. That's where God is. God is at the end of us. So we have to sometimes exhaust all of our efforts and do everything it is that we feel like we can do. But he says, as the moon is above the earth, and so are his ways above ours. So sometimes we have to come to the end of what we can do and allow him to step in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I'm going to put the platform right back into your hands, and if you can share another piece with us, that would be so great. And just let me just say this, that Reverend Linda Powell, she got called in for work tonight, so she will not be able to be our other guest on tonight. She just inboxed me. She really apologized for that. It was something that she has to do. You don't work, you don't eat. So, you know, we're just going to keep her up in prayer. And she will definitely be on a later show. She is a great supporter of what we do and a good friend of mine. So we are definitely going to keep her up in prayer. But Shanae, you go on and do what you do. Because you bad, girl. You is bad.
I try a little bit.
All right.
Okay, well, go on, Ben. The next one I would like to share is from the love section of my book, and it's called Love Without Limits.
Okay. Oh, we gonna talk about that.
You ready to talk about it already? Hold on. All right. Well, here we go.
Okay.
No more living mentally in a cage. No more will my heart be blackened and filled with rage. No more silent damage rotting away my core. I refuse to live without love anymore. No more expecting more from others and not expecting it for myself. No more building emotional walls and blaming it on everyone else. No more looking in the mirror, pointing out every flaw. I say no to every negative brick that tried to hinder me from standing tall. I will rise with pride and determination. I will no longer be bound by self-discrimination. I will take responsibility for my actions. I will no longer be pulled down by pessimistic distractions. I am free from self-inflicted chains, no longer to be tied down by my own guilt or shame. My head is finally lifted with a smile on my face. I take the limits off and the bondage of my past is erased. I have taken flight higher than any eagle soar. I love me more than ever before. No more crying silently, wallowing in the pit that I had made. I am free, openly loving me and thanking God that I am saved.
Well, all right. And I said, I'll tell you, we're going to talk about this one. Chair. I am telling you that you know, that line we was talking about, the eagle. And there's something about the eagle that is different from a lot of birds. See, the eagle, it's not in flapping mode all the time. Once it gets to a certain height, it just begins to glide. And that's the place where we all are striving to be, where we can just glide over our problems, over our issues, over our situations, and not always being a flapping bird. You just brought, I mean, I can talk about this one here. Yes, I can. Because if you don't love yourself, you messed up. And a lot of people do not love themselves, don't even know how to love themselves. And that's why they can't love others, like the Bible teaches us.
And that's true. Loving yourself is so much more than just saying, well, I'm comfortable in my skin. Loving yourself is understanding what makes you who you are. And a lot of people don't really realize who they are. And you have to really take time to find yourself first. Before you can even attempt to love anyone else, I suggest that you really find yourself. Find what makes you tick, what makes you mad, what makes you happy, what makes you cry. Really find out who you are and then become comfortable with it. Because it's those little things that if you can't recognize, how can anyone else recognize it? You can't expect someone to love you if you don't love yourself. And you can't expect to love anyone else with the same way. A lot of times, relationships can't experience the full love that you're talking about because we don't know ourselves first. I'm really feeling your
feelings. At any rate, we are detrimental to ourselves as well. We could be our worst enemy.
Exactly.
We could be our worst downfall. We could be our worst punisher. We'll point at ourselves and nitpick on every little thing that's negative and not realizing that's the jewel that makes us us. That's what makes us unique. That little freckle.
That's right.
That mole. The little kinky hair. Mm. You know, that's what makes you you. If all of us walked around in a size 2, long, silky hair, what good would, humdrum, be you,
right.
Love you.
That's right.
Because nobody
we
can
have
be
to
you
own...
being you.
We have to own those things that make us, And what would we be without character?
Yes, sir.
So we have to make sure that we know ourselves and we love ourselves fully. Because I'm telling you, I had a problem. My problem was I was a perfectionist. I pushed myself to limits that no man could reach. I held myself to standards that were literally impossible. And then I wonder why I'm upset afterwards, because I wasn't fully comfortable with who I was. And I felt like I was supposed to be perfect. Well, we have to come to understanding that we'll never be perfect. There was only one perfect person, and he hung on the cross for it. That's our perfection. That's where we're supposed. And when we love ourselves, we seek Christ because he loves us, and he shows us how to love ourselves as well as others.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you just amazing. You just shone out. You is just shone out in chair. Yes, you is. And we just really thank you for taking your time to definitely share with us. There's other people joining in now. If y'all missing some great stuff, some good stuff, some deep stuff, and some real stuff. I love great inspiration that can teach as well. Put a smile on your face. If you want to bless the mic, only thing you have to do is hit the number 1 on your phone. That'll put you in the queue and let us know that you have something good that you would like to share with us right here on the Inspirational Word Empowerment Broadcast. Right here on Black Satin Radio. I am King Judah with my host, co-host, Elder D. Cherry, and our special guest, Northern Shanae January Fleming. So I got to make you laugh real quick. Now, since we're coming out of January, you going to be February Fleming?
No, I'm only one flavor of the month. I'm sorry.
That's all right. We're going to take a little small break, and we're going to be right back right here on the Inspirational Word Empowerment broadcast.
Everyone in the world has gone to bed one night or another with fear or pain or loss or disappointment. And yet each of us has awakened, arisen, somehow made our ablution, seen other human beings, and said, "Morning, how are you? Fine, thanks, and you?" It's amazing. Wherever that abides in the human being, there is the nobleness of the human spirit, despite it all, black and white, Asian, Spanish, Native American, pretty, plain, thin, fat, vowed or celibate, we rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Just because I walk as if I have oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like suns and like moons, with the certainty of tides, just like hope springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries? Does my sassiness upset you? Don't take it so hard just because I laugh. As if I have gold mines digging in my own backyard. You can shoot me with your words. You can cut me with your lies. You can kill me with your hatefulness. But just like life, I'll rise. Does my sexiness offend you? Oh. Does it come as a surprise that I dance? As if I have diamonds at the meeting of my thighs. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain, I rise. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak miraculously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, naturally, there I go rising.
That is the great Maya Angelou Steele. I rise. Oh, my God. I'm just enjoying what we are doing here on today. And next week, join us again for the Think Life show with no other than Mother herself, the Evangelist P. Williams. She always brings some good stuff for you guys to think about life and about your well-being. So join her next week at 8 p.m. right here on Black Satin Radio. And then, wow, that is Valentine's Day, the 14th. Wow, we have a show coming on the 14th. Oh, my God, that is Valentine's Day. It should be a real good one. We're going to be talking about church attire, makeup, weaves, and how the people should dress going to church. And with our special guest on the 14th of February will be the elder's wife, Ebony Cherry, a great friend, Toya Smith, and my fiance, no other than Ariel Glenn. This is going to be a subject that is going to make you laugh, make you think. These three, when they get the job.
Oh, brother.
Oh, have mercy. When these three get together, oh, they can cut up, and they have agreed to come on and talk about church attire. Oh, this is going to be a broadcast that you want to mark down. February 14th, Valentine's Day, we are going in on this here. This is going to be truly an amazing, I mean, amazing show. So please mark that down. It'll be at 8 p.m. same time. We're going to be talking. Our theme is going to be church attire. And I will be posting that in the event room. Also, we thank God for our awesome guests who just, I mean, a ball of sunshine, and she definitely giving us something to think about and inspiring us to really just, you know, think. You know, life is real, and what you do with your life, you know, you should always try to inspire somebody else, uplift somebody, exhort somebody. And we're going to ask her to come on back to give us some more of her work, and then we're going to go to the phone lines. It's very simple. Let's hit the number one on your phone. That will put you in the queue because we love to hear your voice. So, without further ado, Shanae, the floor is yours.
Okay, this one is called Believe, and this is from the Faith Restored section. How many times did you have thoughts racing and they were not all good? People tell you to let it go, and you know you should. You have made countless wishes on stars falling from the sky, but you do not have hope of any good coming into your life. You have applauded every testimony and story of good news. You cannot help but wonder when it is going to happen for you. Gray clouds seem to follow you, and all you feel is rain. You have not noticed the rainbow. All you do is complain. You are kicking rocks all the time with your head hanging down. Never has it occurred to you to look up and take a look around. You have climbed many mountains and have a mighty view to see. There is much to grasp and conquer if you just took the time to believe. Your mind goes in circles with what if and why not me. Where are those blessings of Abraham? You ask constantly. You pray and pray, but you wonder if God even cares, not knowing how many times God stepped in and your life was spared. There are blessings happening daily if you just have the faith to receive. All he ever asks from us is just that we believe.
If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't even know where I would be. I am trying to tell you that point right there just speak to me personally as just a testimony within itself. And, I would love to sit at the table of your mind when you start writing some of these things because, you know, so far you just touching fabrics in my life and you're really like, wow, like, all right, she must was looking through my journal or something, looking through my life, looking up there, reading my book, all up in my business.
Like my brother
can
said,
I
say, yeah.
Can I tell you, poems come to me in dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And it started in my preteens, it started coming to me in my dreams. They start, like the Charlie Chaplin movies,
right?
The black and white movies, the words come on the black screen. That's exactly how it appears to me. If the words come and they keep repeating and they keep repeating and they keep repeating the same stanzas over and over again until I say, okay, enough is enough. And I keep journals and pens and papers and everything by my bed. Yeah. And it was, okay, Lord, I hear you. Okay, I'm up. It's 3:45 in the morning. I'm up. And I'll start, and I'll just start writing. Sometimes it comes one. Sometimes it's like 3 or 4 of them. So that's how they show up. They show up like a black screen and the words just start popping up. And it does not stop until I say, okay, Lord. And that's when it just comes. That's how it comes.
Wow. Well, I'm telling you, personally, you keep using that gift. I'm so serious. Use your gift. I know for a fact that it is true that if you don't use it, you will lose it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you, use your gift. Use it. You are inspiring so many people. You are inspiring me, myself, personally, and I thank you. I thank you so much for sharing a piece of yourself here, because this is more than just words, and I can't express that enough. You're opening up a part of yourself, and you're touching everyone else, and I love it. I love it.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, we appreciate you, because you just came in to show all the way out, and I am telling you, and you know, it's, you know, when you can get past, you know, yourself and realize that it's not about you, but, you know, you are really speaking to in other people's lives, you know, it brings about a deeper meaning and a deeper revelation for people. So we thank you for coming on and just being yourself. You know what, before we go to our phone lines, we got a couple callers who'd like to get in. Why don't you tell us about the book, about your book?
Ooh, Lord, I don't even know where to start. This book is a blueprint of my life. These are poems that have been written over the scale of the last 20 years that I literally laid papers all on the bed and said, God, you choose. And as I chose one, the next one followed. And I tell people all the time, and it's more than just poems, it's more than just words. There's my blood. That's my DNA. That's my babies. Those are my babies on the page. You know, I left nothing but bare bones on those pages. Every piece of me that was broken, every piece of me that was gray and dark, even to the and all the way to the blue skies. That's what this book is, from beginning to end. It's just God putting it in me, and I put it out there.
Wow,
that's the best way I can put it.
And how can people purchase your book?
Right now is on Amazon. Also, you can download it on Amazon Kindle. It's on BooksAMillion.com, BarnesandNobles.com. Also, I have a Facebook page called I'm a Be Me Poetry. That's I'm a Be Me. I'm a Be Me Poetry, and you can hit the inbox and we could do with PayPal. I have a special right now from starting last week to actually for Valentine's Day. You can get your copy for only $12, which is an $8 savings because the regular price is $20. So you can get your perfect gift for your honey, or if you love poetry, girlfriend, your wife, your sister, your cousin. It's for somebody. It's for everybody. So it's right now special for $12 till Valentine's Day. So you can hit my inbox on I'ma Be Me Poetry, and I can send out a PayPal and go from there.
All right. That information, we want to ask you also, if you can, put in the event room. And we're going to take a couple calls. We got area code 412 and area code 256. We're going to go in that order, and we're going to get you on the mic and see what's going on. 412, thank you for coming, and welcome to the Inspirational World Empowerment Broadcast. Who do we got the pleasure of speaking with?
Fred Brown.
My brother. My brother. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing good. I'm doing real good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you for coming out, man.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. I haven't been on the show in like, oh, months. It's been a while since I've been on. So.
Yeah. You know, and this is a new year. We got to get you to come back and definitely partake in what's going on, my brother.
Yeah, I'm still writing, though. Still pushing on getting them. I need to get these books done like yesterday. All these signs is, you know, all these. But I know God's going to bless in that area. I pray you do, but I'm definitely working towards getting this book done. So I'm writing every day. This about to.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, I don't be on as much as I used to be, man, but I am definitely checking out what you're doing, man. And, you know, you always sharpen me, man. You know, as you always tell me, iron sharpen iron, man. So, you know, I always appreciate you, man, and what you have meant to my life, man, through these years, man. I appreciate you, my brother.
I appreciate you as well, sir.
What you got for us tonight?
I was just scrolling through some of the things I wrote. This is, hopefully this will encourage somebody. This one is called, "And She Shall Praise the Lord."
All right.
Okay. "And she shall praise the Lord, storm after storm, after trial, after heartache, disappointment. But guess what? She's still here. She's still standing because she has had enough courage to persevere. She doesn't look like what she's been through. And trust me, she's endured a lot. And she shall praise the Lord. Over 1,000 chords of joyous harmony, tongues in unison of heavenly melodies. Because he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. The Lord delivered this sister from many things. She lost her desire for sexual promiscuity, yearning, walking in sexual purity. Now for a husband, a true helpmate, this sister is waiting, praying for her man of God. Through the eyes of prayer, she sees that day coming. And she shall praise the Lord. With 1,000 tongues of heartfelt gratitude, she often remembers of being overlooked and people treating her not so nice, and to her they were often rude. Though now she knows who she is and whose she is, no longer a victim, but a victor, living life like it's golden, victorious and glorious fashion, life eternal, grace unlimited. And she shall praise the Lord. You don't know like she knows what the Lord has truly done for her. At one time, life was but a blur, her heart truly broken, left for dead, cold, naked, and hopeless. But God's unconditional love, his mercy at the divinely appointed time in her life began to manifest. He began to transform this woman, one now who is virtuous. The earth now calls her blessed. She had to shake off some things, a troubling past, molestations, manifestations, and rape. But now, like the great Maya Angelou, she is able to rise. The once caged bird with all of her heart now sings. And she shall praise the Lord because he took the shackles off her feet so that she can dance. A woman in Christ knows that she doesn't need validation from any man, but she knows that she is the rib of a man, shaped, molded, and fashioned into a delicate flower from the Father's hand. One made to be holy, chaste, a vessel chosen of the Lord, because he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Because the Lord cleaned this woman up, filled her with his Spirit, equipped her, gave her life, purpose, and destiny. And she shall praise the Lord for eternal life and dwelling, and for an imperishable victory. Walk in your calling, daughter of Zion, queens of the Most High, for you have overcome much torment and verbal and physical abuse and being misused. And she shall praise the Lord, a new woman, now free, one forever loving on Jesus." The end. Peace.
My brother, man, you just touch every corner that is imaginable to touch. Wow, man, you really dressed that up and undressed it and dressed it again, brother. And there are so many people that, you know, have lived what you're just talking about, how God cleans them up, but you just don't know their path. As they say, you may look at the glory now, but you just don't know the story, how a person got to where they was. And, man, let me tell you something, man, that was magnificent. Not just great, magnificent.
Praise God.
Oh, man, Shania, how did you feel about that?
Loved it. Oh, my God. I got goosebumps. Yes. Awesome work, awesome job. I loved, oh, my God. You described me.
To God be the glory.
That was amazing. That was amazing. Keep writing.
Oh, I am. Wow. Like I said, I'm working on getting published. I'm having a dandy of a time choosing a publisher, but I'm going to just go ahead and choose one of them. I don't know. But I'm definitely working on I have poems like that and other ones, too. I have a few titles I'm kind of, like, wrestling around with, but I'm going to definitely get that done as soon as possible, then, so, because it's time. It's beyond time for me to get this out here, that God has been blessing me and just, you know, giving me inspiration to write. And a lot of times I'll think of people and I'll see faces and then I'll just start writing. You know, a lot of times, of course, I can relate because I've been through some of this stuff, but, you know, it's just mind-boggling that God would give me insight into people's life like this. Man. So,
wow. And you know what? That's when you really start ministering to people's hearts, mm-hmm. and people's souls. When they can identify with what you write, you know, if you just trying to talk over their head, they really don't have that connection. But when they can identify and actually say, you know what? I've been there. You know, you telling my story, and what you know, it's like I was telling Charlie, he was all up in my journals and stuff like that. Man, that was magnificent, brother.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Let everybody know where they can find you at.
Right now, I'm on Facebook. Once I get this book finished, prayerfully at the end of February or March sometime, I'll let everybody know. So I just ask y'all to keep me lifted up, you know, because I'm definitely, it's time for me. So.
All right. That's what I'm talking about, my brother. You definitely is in my prayers, man. And please let me know when it first dropped, brother. Please let me know.
I will do that. I will definitely do that.
All right. Everybody, that is my brother, no other than Fred Brown. We're going to take this next caller, 256. You are now on the Inspirational Word Empowerment broadcast.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Charlene. I'm Shanae's sister from Huntsville, Alabama.
All right.
I just called to first and foremost thank you, sir, for having my sister on. Bless her with this opportunity. I've been her proofreader, since we were itty bitty. So I always try to encourage her to keep sharing her poetry with the world. And I thank God for you for allowing her to take that step. And just wanted to encourage her to keep going. This is just the beginning. The world will know your name. So, you know, be encouraged. I know things are hard, but like we always know, we serve a great God, okay? And he puts us in the right place at the right time. So keep going forth, girl. So that's all I have. Much love, much respect. Yeah. Stay encouraged.
That means so much. Oh, my goodness. Oh, tell me how you feel about your sister.
Woo, woo. She already know. Yes, definitely. proofreader. That's exactly what was her title. It still is to this day.
Oh, right.
How does this sound? Is this all right? Does this make sense? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You are, and you, like you said, you already know.
Wow, that is such amazing. And family supports one another. Oh, my God. And it was just my honor and my pleasure to bring you on to showcase your talent. And that's what this platform is all about. It's never about me. It's all about the artists and what they can do to uplift and just to get their work out. And we just thank you so much, even just taking the time to share with us your greatness. And, ooh, girl, let me tell you something. You just stirred up a whole lot of emotions up in this room. We just want to say thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. Tell us how you feel.
My brother, I am so speechless right now. I feel this move and shift coming. And right now, all I can say is God is good.
Yes, he is.
If you only knew my story, if you knew my story, then you would know why he gets all the glory. I mean, God is good. God is good. And I'm just in awe of the daily things that he's been showing me.
Yeah.
No, it's just as clear as a movie. I cannot express enough, just in this week alone, the power that's been on me to move, to touch people, and just have someone told me just yesterday, ministry, and I just shook. Like, huh? You know, God is testing me and testing my resolve, and I can't even express how. I'm usually not an open person. Anybody that knows me, I'm best behind the pen. My skin is the pen. I don't. It takes a lot out of me to vocalize, open mic, and get in front of the mic flat footed, like these, you know, people do on deaf comedy and deaf poetry. They be on there like doing it, and I'm like, Lord, if I can be that beast behind the mic, I'm behind the pen, I can vocalize it well behind the pen. But when I get to speaking, I just can't tell it all. I can't tell it all. It just envelops me. But all I can say, this is the season. And I feel it in my spirit that this is the season of recovery. This is the season of restoration. This is the season to say, hello, world. God is moving. Do not shut him out. Open your mouth. My bishop said it today, and I tell you, I almost kicked my boot off and just took off. Because so many people have been saying that to me just in the beginning of this year, and God has been telling me that all last year. Get out of your way. Remove the fingers from your ears. Listen and open your mouth.
All right.
And he put it in me, and he kept saying, unmute your face. So I'm going to put that out there in the atmosphere. Maybe that'll touch somebody like it hit me, because it shook me. Unmute your face. Tap into what God's telling you to do and unmute your face. Just try. Just try. Don't get me to preach nothing here. I'm a poet. But go ahead.
Let me tell you something. You go ahead and just do what you feel like doing, because let me tell you something. You know, you set a whole mouthful, and sometimes we just need to take the brakes off of God. And you know what? I'm just like this old preacher that says,
let everybody in the house say amen. Let the church.
So I'm with you. I'm truly with you. Yes. So if you'll be so kind, before we take the liberty to end the show, we want to ask you to please give us two more pieces and let everybody know once again where we can find your book, and any, you can have the closing words, and then we're going to bring Mother back on to lead us out in a word of prayer. And I just thank you so much. You've just been so kind
and so friendly, and you know, you've just been yourself, and you really touched people's hearts on today. So I want to say thank you double again for coming on and sharing with us.
Well, I can't say it again. Thank you. Thank you. You have no idea how you just sprouted my wings, brother. You really made me burst out of my cocoon.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Let's keep on soaring and keep on soaring. Just know that the Spirit of God is the wind beneath your wings.
I have been really moved to share this one. This is a brand new one. So y'all got the first dibs of this one.
All right. That's all, like premiere time.
This one is called Fork in the Road. There in the midst of my journey, I see a two-way street. There is the road less traveled that is speaking to me. It is filled with hardship, struggle, and pain. It echoes softly what sounds like my name. It knows my tears, lies, and complaints. It knows that I can make it, even when my mind says I can't. It roots and cheers for me to give it a try and not be distracted by the wilderness, but look forward to the promise on the other side. The other path intervenes with its master plan to convince me to walk down a more pleasing lane. After all, everyone wants the easy way out. Who wants to get caught up in the confusion and doubt? The sky is blue and the birds are singing their high-pitched song. With all that sunshine, how can it be wrong? Stand there at the fork trying to decide. A voice speaks to me, assuring and wide. Nothing worth fighting for came tied in a bow. You appreciate every lesson that gives you the opportunity to grow. Yes, to the left, it's full of illusions and gold and jewels. But all that glitters isn't gold, so don't be so easily fooled. The road less traveled has less steps to take, even though there are more hills to climb. Because when you take this path, you are traveling with the ultimate guide. He will move those mountains and twine when you show him your seed of faith. And when you feel weak and broken, he'll carry you most of the way. Took my baggage and chose the trail of my destiny. The voice returned and commanded that I drop my burden at his feet. There is only one requirement before we travel you must meet. You cannot carry the loads of your past because I've already forgotten and forgiven thee. Tears rolled down as I noticed why I was so weary. All the loads of hurt and anger I carried, I could have been released. The reason that the path had been less traveled was not because many didn't realize that they held the master key. The first step that truly mattered began when I forgave me.
Take a good look in the mirror and see what you see. God. And you know, that's a major step that a lot of people need to take. You know, really forgiving themselves so they can just move on. Just move on in life and just be what God created you to be and keep on processing things and learning things as you go by. I always say life is just a learning tool. So we definitely appreciate you going to give us one more, please, 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 please. And that was a premiere one, too. You better watch out. God, you are blessing us on tonight. We just thank you so much. Oh, man.
Read this one. This is one of my husband's favorites and a friend of mine, Chandra. Favorite, I think it's a lot of people's favorite personally, and it's called Blessed Face.
Okay.
You wear your sad face, you wear your mad face, you gave it all you had face. did you take the time to pray? You put on your fake face. You put on your phony face. You could care less, but smile anyway, face. Did you know that you could help that person today? You wore your I'm a good Christian face. You wore your sin, I don't sin face. The shout on cue and promise to never sin again face. Even through all of that, God forgave you anyway. It is time to put on our it's not as hard as it seems face. Our thank God I'm redeemed face. Our new each morning mercy face. Our blessed that Jesus sacrificed his life for me face. Let us try on our Holy Ghost possessed faith. I don't have a dime, but I'm not stressed faith. Remove your mask and give God the praise, and let's show the world your blessed faith. God bless y'all. Again,
well,
you
I got my blessing.
You said you got your blessing.
I got my blessing. Go on.
Wear it proud, brother. Wear it proud.
Oh, man. You know what? I decree that this year I'm not letting nothing upset me. I'm not being stressed. I'm not being frustrated. And even when things look like it's about to be out of balance, I just said, nope, no, no. I'm going to stay excited. I'm going to stay grounded. I'm just not going to let anything get in the way that will shake my purpose this year. And I'm, you know what, you just gave me, you just gave me a great saying. I'm going to put on my blessed face. I am
Take
telling you,
mask.
I'm writing. Yeah, I'm writing that down now. I'm putting on my blessed face. Yeah. I mean, oh my God, I just thank you so much. And wow. From the beginning to the end, you know, first you talk about being broken. And now you talk about going and put on that blessed face. You know, you went from one, you know, as they said, to the top of the head to the sole of the feet. Oh my goodness, you've just been a double blessing for us on today, and we're going to have Mother come on and give you some encouraging words, and she's definitely going to end us in prayer also, but we just want her to definitely encourage you. Mother?
Yes, 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 absolutely, absolutely.
Let me see. Right, she got cut off for a minute. We're going to see, can we get her right back?
Hello?
Okay, there you go.
All right, all right, all right. Yes, yes, I heard our queen. I tell you, it is true. I understand the truth sets you in places of freedom. You understand so many people are walking around so full and not knowing how to empty and move on, to move forward. But I applaud you, my queen, for sharing your gifts of love and power with the world.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Hello?
Thank you so much.
Absolutely, absolutely. So tonight, I tell you, it's just a sweet, sweet beginning and ending to not just the night, but a new beginning for the new month. So you have just ushered us in to the beginning of the new month, and we applaud you for that, right? Father God, right now we thank you for our queen, our queens and our kings that passed through tonight. We thank you, God, for all that weren't able to make it. Hallelujah. Not only that, God, we ask that you bless and keep them for those who weren't able to make it. And, God, as they journey on, as they pass through, God, into the hallelujah, the next level of this anointing, God, that you have placed on us and in us. And we, God, grace you. Lord, we thank you for the grace and your power and your love, your the power of your soul, love. And as we rest tonight and we awake in the morning, we awake up fresh and anew. God, that your angels would encamp round about us in the new day, in your new grace, in the multiplicity of your new grace and your profound faith that is on us and in us, in the power, in the name, and blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you and we thank you right now in all your goodness. Amen, and so it is. All right,
amen.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mother, so much. And Shanae, we want to say thank you again. And we hope that we've been a blessing to you, as you've been a blessing to us and those who listen. If you don't have a church home, find you a good church home that you may grow into and start understanding that you can put on your blessed face starting today. And we look forward to seeing you next week for the Thing Life Show with no other than Mother herself, the Evangelist P. Wells. Until next week, y'all have a blessed, blessed